Good morning, and welcome to WKCS Sports Talk 91.1. I'm Nick Harold, alongside Demarius Parker and Brandon Browning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, we got some TWSAA championship action going on today. First, we got a 1A showdown between Greenback and Cornersville. Guys, who do you think will win?
I'm taking Greenback.
Greenback's two by a touchdown.
I think Greenback gets to win for the first time in 30 years. I think the pressure just gets Cornersville, and they don't win.
Yeah, Cornersville in their first championship. And, and Greenback, they've been coming up short, but can this be their time to win a championship?
And 3A, we got Alcoa versus Covington. Brandon?
I'm going with Alcoa by two touchdowns.
I'm going with Alcoa, and I'm picking the score 27-13.
I'm going to disagree with the guys. I'm going to take Covington over Alcoa 21-20 in a huge upset.
All right.
And in 5A, we got a big showdown between Knoxville Catholic and Beach High School. Guys, what do you think, Demarius?
I think because of one of the players on Catholic, Kate Mays, who's probably going to have a great game, I think Catholic will take this game and Beach will just come up short.
Brandon?
I'm going with Catholic winning, but by a field goal, because I feel like Beach is going to show up and give them a good game.
With former UT commit Cade Mays and Western Michigan commit Deshaun Bussell, I think they'll come out big and win by three touchdowns. On now to UT men's basketball. An impressive win over the Mercer Bears last night, 60-84. Guys, what do y'all think?
Well, it was a very great game for the UT Vols. And the hometown kid, Jordan Bowden, who's from Carter High School, had 18 points and came up big with some very big threes.
It was a good game for the Balls, but I think Curry should not be head coach for basketball anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the Fire Curry chants were awful at the game last night. They tried to drown it out by the band and music. They got to do something about that.
Yeah, and speaking of Curry, he's got to find a new head coach for UT football.
Guys, who do you think will be a great hire for UT football?
T. Martin.
I'm going with T. Martin as well.
Yeah, I mean, T. Martin, he has ties to UT. It would just be great. He won the national championship. I think it would be a great move to get him back in here.
Yeah, and Curry's got to pick up the slack. He's got to find a new head coach quickly because the offseason, it might be long, but it could come. But the season could come quickly.
Yeah, I mean, just all the pressure from the UT fans. Curry better get his stuff together or they'll want him gone.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's it. Thanks for joining WKCS Sports Talk 91.1.
And back to the music.
From Fulton High School, this is your home for the classics, WKCS Knoxville.